The National Health Regulator and Australia's health ministers are being lobbied to either sack or overhaul the Chiropractic Board of Australia. That board is accused of failing to sanction practitioners who've broken advertising laws by making false claims about the benefits of their treatments, such as the ability to cure asthma or to stop babies crying. The regulator says the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is now investigating several of those cases. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Doctors, academics and consumer advocates are uniting to campaign for a dramatic overhaul or sacking of the Chiropractic Board of Australia. Dr. Ken Harvey from Monash University has made a case for the unprecedented step of a dismissal in the Medical Journal of Australia.
Well, they've had 5 years to try to bring their chiropractors that are under their jurisdiction under control, in the sense of desisting from making claims and advertisements that lack any scientific basis. Now, to be fair, they have initially tried an educative approach. They've sent out lots of letters and instructions, but that's had no impact, and they've kept on going with the educative approach for 5 years. And really, I don't think that's been grappling with the problem. They need to do more. They haven't. I think we need a different chiropractic board.
The Health Practitioners Act states that advertisements by health professionals must not mislead or deceive. It also states that advertisements shouldn't contain testimonials, encourage unnecessary treatments, or create an unreasonable expectation of a beneficial treatment. Dr. Harvey says those rules are frequently flouted by some chiropractors.
There's been a lot of concern over the last few years about chiropractors that believe that they can treat common childhood conditions such as otitis media, croup, etc., crying, by manipulating the child or the baby's back. There's no good evidence to support that, although obviously it's an excellent way of keeping mothers and children coming into the clinic.
He claims too many complaints about those kinds of breaches have been ignored by the board instead of punished.
My colleagues and I did a survey and found at least 200 chiropractic websites that we believe were making claims that breached the national law. Of those 200, we, after some discussions with the ACCC about what we should do, they agreed that we should pick just 10 that were representative of the 200. But subsequently, after over 4 months later, we heard nothing. And so we then had another look at those particular websites, which involved, you know, a large number of chiropractors and something like 67 or more various claims. Only one website had actually removed all the claims.
The decision about whether or not to sack the board ultimately rests with the state and federal health ministers. They, along with the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, or ARPRA, will be lobbied by a range of organisations and academics to either sack or make dramatic changes to the board and its processes. Consumer advocacy organisation Choice is one of those groups. Spokeswoman Erin Turner shares Dr. Harvey's view that misleading claims are widespread in the industry.
Things like claims that you shouldn't be vaccinating your children or recommendations for treatments that have no scientific evidence. Now, we need to make sure that when we see a misleading claim, that a body's able to act and take it down to make sure that no one's harmed.
Ms. Turner argues not enough has been done to stop such claims, so they've decided to take extra steps.
This is definitely an escalation to the ongoing problem of misleading claims made by some chiropractors, and it's a necessary one. The kind of claims we're seeing are things like claims that children shouldn't be vaccinated or support for treatments that are clearly not related to musculoskeletal problems. They need to be stamped out.
Martin Fletcher is the chief executive of the regulator ARPRA. He argues the Chiropractic Board of Australia is doing a good job.
I don't think there is any need for the Chiropractic Board of Australia to be sacked. Australia's health regulators are dealing very effectively with the vast majority of complaints about advertising. We recognise that there's a small number of chiropractors with hardline views. We've referred three of these matters to the ACCC, who have different powers under Australian consumer law. And where our powers are enough, we are using them to initiate disciplinary action.
He denies that illegal advertising is common in the industry.
I don't believe there is a widespread problem. And as I say, our experience has been that in the vast majority of cases, when we draw the attention of a chiropractor to something that may be in breach of the advertising requirements, they take the steps to amend that advertising.
The Chiropractic Board of Australia is yet to respond to the ABC's request for comment.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting there.